And I just wanted to share this, a little testimonial from a family that, like I mentioned, just graduated from coming out of the 14-day isolation time after coming into shelter. And I really want to thank them first for allowing us to share their experience and to, and you know, because I think it helps encourage others to possibly reach out to shelter, especially during this time if they're needing that support. And for even entrusting Gnokushra to help their family at this time, I really want to give them that acknowledgement and say nawa to them for this. So what Mom had shared with us is that she, her and her family felt very supportive during her time in the isolation period. She really appreciated the regular check-ins from staff and any follow-ups to questions were done as she requested them. She mentioned the food was great, so again, kudos to our cook. And the kids really enjoyed the playful meals. They had little themes sometimes to the meals that were prepared for them. The kids were kept busy with activities, so staff prepared packages so that they could have games and crafts and worksheets while they were in self-isolation with Mom. And, you know, she has a large family, and her kids are all very close. And at the end, she's seen that it was easier than she thought, so that's awesome. She understood that the isolation was for safety, you know, not only her safety, but everyone's safety, you know, the current residents that are here, our staff. So that was awesome that there was that understanding from her and her family. And at the end, they did a little graduation, and they did a You Made It surprise party for them. So when they came out of the isolation period, there was a little party planned for them, again, with all our physical distancing in place, and but they had this little You Made It party for them.
That's
so those are some
cool.
of the ways that is a little bit different and how when someone calls in for an intake right now.
Yeah, that's great. Did you guys get pictures?
I don't know if they did or not. We have to be careful, again, for privacy's sake.
Oh, true, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, that's pretty thoughtful of you guys.
Yeah. And the rest of the individual, like people who call in for intakes, for example, because we have certain groups that we run for youth and for adults in regards to family violence. And those are regular groups that happen annually. And that paperwork is still done over the phone, and they'll get signed at a later date. And I also wanted to mention with intake, safety planning is also introduced. Again, safety plan, it may be a very simple safety plan, or it may be a very complex safety plan, depending on the issue that people are calling in with. So we've discussed safety planning right from the start. And again, if someone were to call in, and if you're not an active client, you can still call in. You don't have to be an active participant of Gnokushra to be using our services. So if someone called in, let's say, and the first time they ever called in and they really liked the, you know, the support, or they thought, you know what, I'd like somebody to check in again, or can I call in? By all means, that is invited. And our intake workers will follow up if it's safe for them to do outgoing, like receive outgoing calls, because sometimes calls going into a home isn't the safest. They may need to call us first. So, again, safety is determined. So those supports can be done. And we call those brief services. But, again, you do not have to have an intake completed. And you do not have to be a current participant of Gnokushra to have a brief service. So, again, most things are handled over the phone. And like I mentioned, brief services, sometimes it's about, you know, addressing the loneliness. Sometimes they want to know about what are some things I can do to take care of myself, how to be well. Coping skills, you know, it could be coping with the pandemic. It could be coping with dealing with having low groceries. It could be coping with the potential violence that's occurring in the home. So there's a conversation that could be happening for coping skills. So those are some additional things that intake will provide support to, or our community counselors who are right now providing brief services to folks as well.
Sounds like you guys get all the bases covered.
I think we do. I'm very proud of Gnokushra and the amount of time and work that they've put into continuing service to our community. It takes we're a team, you know, and I always say we're that Love Among Us team, right? Because that name, Gnokushruk, has come from the ladies who actually created Gnokushruk, who came together way back in the 80s, in the mid-80s, to say we needed the service. And that was the best name that they could come with to, you know, say that it needs a community to address and end violence, family violence. And so Gnokushruk it is. And that's, again, I have a lot of pride in our team and the work that they're doing, especially right now with the pandemic and how it's playing a role on people's lives and services as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that these are really difficult times, and there's probably not a lot if we were to ask, but is there anything that the community can do to support you?
I think, you know, being supportive to folks, if they know someone is having a hard time or struggling or need to reach out, you know, maybe the loneliness is getting a little bit much, and just really encourage to call. You know, again, as I mentioned earlier, it starts with a phone call. And if our community can also do that, you know, encourage folks and because it is in our community, and we don't want stereotypes attached. It doesn't matter who it is either, no matter how young or how old or what gender, you know, we're here to support. And I want the community to be able to also be able to say to their people, you know, reach out, right? And there's no shame, and absolutely no shame whatsoever to call out and ask for help from anyone. And again, here it's very confidential, you know. So again, I think that's an important part of it. Of course, we do have some restrictions to confidentiality as well. As long as we know that no one's being hurt or someone else is being hurt, that's what's said here is it stays here. However, I really want the community to encourage each other. So that would probably be the best way to support right now.
That's good. So, is there anything we may have missed, Trillia?
Let me just see. I don't think so. Again, if there's information that they want, I know we also have a transitional support worker, and if, you know, if that is something that they need support on, they can still call the intake, and we'll do our best to fulfill that role right now. I forgot to mention them. But I think, you know, I other than that, I just wanted to really encourage for everyone to maintain with a good mind. I know it, especially during this time, it's very challenging at times, and, you know, no one is definitely perfect. So, again, being thankful, giving thanks every day, you know, checking in with yourself when you're not having a good mind and listening to those symptoms, you know, if you're getting a little edgy or, you know, short, or, you know, what do you need to do to kind of blow off that steam in a good way, in a healthy way? And again, is it reaching out for support and talking to someone, maybe going in your garden and doing yard work, or going for a walk on your property, playing with your animals so they too will, you know, feel good about what's happening here, and having that interaction, playing with your children, enjoying activities or taking up a new activity, right? Social media, there's lots of good things out there on social media, but posting positive messages, maybe sharing what you and your family might do for fun on there to give others ideas, using traditional medicines, going on social media to learn language, listen to the music, reconnecting with old friends, reaching out and giving people a call. Especially our elders. I really want to stress the importance of reaching out to our elders and helping our elders, whether it's your neighbor elder, whether it's your parent, your grandparent, your great auntie, whoever that might be, reaching out and so that they're not feeling isolated. So I really want to encourage everyone to, have that Gunakwiyo and apply that Gunakushra everywhere in our community.
Very good. Thank you very much, Trillia.
You're welcome, Al.
And the best to you and yours during these difficult times. I'm looking forward to getting back to normal.
Yes, thank you very much. I do too. And be safe and be well.
Thanks, Julia.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The comments on the program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZFM.
Did you ever hear of radio?
Excellent question.
Inhale this, but do not touch.
Doesn't that stuff cause brain damage?
You've got music.
Give me that radio.
Give me.
Go get it.
100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.